Psalm 34, verse 15. We'll have you look at one verse. I'm going to use a companion verse, and I'm going to give you three words to write down. I'm going to encourage you to write these down because they have been the greatest help for me in my prayer life. Three words. So we'll share those in a moment. If you have that little black book or somewhere where you're taking notes, please put them in a prominent place, because it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, just started praying, or you're like some of those who've been praying for 40 or 50 years. I guarantee you, if you're anything like me, you need these three words. Our key verse this morning is Psalm 34 and verse 15. What a wonderful promise this is, God to us. Psalm 34 and verse 15. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Now stop there. That's why all good prayer involves repentance. If there's sin in your heart, according to Isaiah 59:2, from God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, 66:18, the Lord doesn't hear me. So the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. We become righteous, first of all, by having Christ's righteousness placed upon us in salvation, and then obviously by daily confession of sin. So Psalm 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Notice the verb cry. I'm not saying that you have to be a certain decibel, but there's something about praying out loud, men. We want to talk about that as we go along. Brother Harold made a statement yesterday that challenged me, and I think I agree with it. I don't know I can give one verse to back it up, but he said, men, thinking is not praying. Thinking is not praying. Every week we have a request. I find sometimes reading a card not and thinking about that prayer request, but am I praying? Now that was a challenge to me. If you didn't pick that up, you might put it in your notes. Think not praying. One of the things that helps me the most is applying a verse like Psalm 34:15. God's ears are open unto their cry. There's something about crying aloud. You don't need to this verse. The Bible says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Will I pray and cry what? Aloud. I think Brother Harold brought that up, but it dovetails with my devotional this morning, crying aloud to God. So I told you it's going to be simple. I want you please to write down three words. This is really simple, but it's really helped me. The word focused. Word focused. Now, hopefully you're not sitting back there thinking, I need to write down these three words. Well, let me ask you a question. Be honest. How many of you have ever started praying and you were having a good time praying, and your mind got distracted, and you stopped praying? Raise your hand with mine if that's ever happened. Now, it should be every hand, because it happens to me every time I pray. Men, I have to be focused. Sometimes I'm ashamed, because I'll stop at noon, praying, and I don't have a prayer list in front of me. You know what happens? Focused. I know this sounds overly basic, but for me, the basics help me to live out the Christian life. I got to be focused. Now, one man came to me. It was a blessing. He said that he appreciated the session I had. I guess this was on Thursday. And on the back, I have a certain type of way to pray that even shows God's answers. Some folks may not have that sheet. Basically, those two available here that you can pick up during our prayer time. Have some type, and some of you maybe are so good, like this morning, I've memorized our 24 missionaries by, you know, I start in America, and I got this cross South America, I work my way through the world through South Korea, and I come back through Europe. Memorized our 25 missionaries, so I can be at a stoplight and a long light, and I can pray for them because I've memorized it. But that's not most of my prayer life. I think it's a burden to try to memorize everything in your prayer life, obviously. Focus. Second word, fervent. Fervent. In order to help me to be fervent. When I prayed for guys here, it wasn't a mamby-pamby, well, Lord, if sarcasm is the opposite of what I believe fervency is. The Bible says in James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a man availeth much. A righteous man availeth much. So this idea of there are vital needs. This soul is unsaved. This marriage is headed toward divorce. This person is in the hospital and could die. Prayer demands a fervency in my mind. So there are three words: focused, fervent, and here's the last one, the most important, and it comes from down. I know it's the best thing to do, and by the way, what I'm preaching to you, I have not, there are days that I reach all three, but most of the time, I need help myself. Because what happens is I do have a private place to pray. I can sing out loud and no one will judge my singing. I can pray out loud and no one will hear my requests. But I find myself to think some of my prayers. And I'm putting some thoughts together about how God's already helped me in my prayer life this weekend. And I want to encourage everyone here to be focused, fervent, and verbal. In Psalm 34:15, it says their cry. There's this idea that it's fervent and it's focused and it's loud. Psalm 55, I think it's Psalm 55:17. You can write that down, look at it later. He said, I will cry aloud. So just a minute, break up for prayer. No big explanations today. You're going to pray by yourself. Perhaps you didn't have prayer time yet today. You got an awesome time. You'll have about 15 minutes to pray. I'm going to ask, if you want to go right outside the room, you can. Don't go far. Don't go more than about 10 or 15 yards, because at 8:55, we'll have our next explanation, or a few minutes before then. In your prayer time, any way you want, but please try to practice three words: focused, fervent, and verbal. God, help us to have that type of prayer life, not just this morning, but every day until you return. In Jesus' name, amen.